KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Community Acupuncture and Massage, a benefit for political prisoner Mutulu Shakur, Sunday, February the 7th, noon to 4 p.m. at 7 Star Acupuncture in Portland. Dr. Mutulu Shakur was one of the founders of the Black Acupuncture Advisory Association in North America and the Harlem Institute of Acupuncture. Incarcerated for 30 years, Mutulu and his legal team are seeking community and financial support to fight his imprisonment. A group of licensed acupuncturists and massage therapists are offering treatments to our community as a fundraiser. Again, that's of Community Acupuncture and Massage, a benefit for political prisoner Mutulu Shakur, Sunday, February the 7th, noon to 4 p.m. at 7 Star Acupuncture, 436 Southeast 12th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Cascadia. Today is Monday, January 25th, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. Today's guest is Mark Potok. He's with the Southern Poverty Law Center, one of the country's leading experts on the world of extremism. And he serves as the editor-in-chief of the Southern Poverty Law Center's award-winning quarterly journal, The Intelligence Report, and its investigative reports. Mark joins us today to talk about the escalating tensions in Harney County. A thundering herd of journalists has been out there, and it's not difficult to find out what the militia members think they're doing. The problem is trying to understand the sources of the hatred, because there will either be a violent end to this or there will be some form of understanding. I don't want to use the word compromise, because I don't think anyone is willing to do that, but I do believe that reaching the source of the hate that drives people to do what the Bundys, and there are people all over the country who are showing up in Burns who have to join the militia in support of something. They don't even know why the militia is there. They don't even know what Bundy's cause is, but they have simply shown up, because this is really not about ranching or a refuge or building roads. This is an expression of a enormous wave of hatred that is building up in this country, much of it perhaps led by people who Donald Trump has brought out of the woodwork with his strange and violent rhetoric. Now, that said, however, I wanted to introduce Mark Potok. Thank you so much, Mark, for being with us today. Welcome back to the KBOO airwaves.
Oh, real pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, I do believe the fact that now there are people showing up from across the country who arrive there not even knowing what the cause is, but simply they're there because they are motivated and driven by a surge of hatred in this country, something we haven't seen in 100 years or so. There have been instances in the past, but nothing quite like this, and never so heavily armed. Do you attribute this, the rise of these militias driven by hate?
Well, let me say, first of all, that, you know, their roots are in extremely radical anti-government groups that were violently anti-black and anti-Semitic, groups like the Posse Comitatus. So the idea that these are just, you know, men standing around defending sort of truth, justice in the American way, the American Constitution and so on, is not so, quite apart from the arguments that they're making being, you know, are utterly unconstitutional. You know, the fact is this ideology of the government being involved in a conspiracy to steal our lands and so on. As I say, that stuff came right out of the old posse. The idea that only the local sheriff is a legitimate law enforcement official, same thing also derived from the posse, which at the same time argued that the Jews, quote-unquote, were destroying the American farmer. It was all part of a plot for the Jews to take over and so on. So while I think probably the reality is there are very few of these men in Burns, really realize where these ideas come from, that is where they come from. And, you know, maybe more to the point, I think at the end of the day, the Bundys and their friends are thieves and vandals, right? I mean, they are breaking into and stealing property that belongs to you and me, just as Cliven Bundy, the father of Ammon Bundy, did in the spring of 2014 when he faced down the federal government with a whole lot of armed militiamen in a kind of much bigger version of what we're now seeing in Burns.
It seems, too, that they have... violated treaty rights of indigenous people. The assistant, Jason Holm, I believe it was, assistant regional director of external affairs of the agency's Pacific region, says the agency issued a statement because occupiers are expected soon to ask the Harney County Sheriff to investigate the treatment of artifacts in the refuge. The Bundy Ranch Facebook page, several of the takeover participants are shown in this video searching through boxes of burnt Paiute tribal artifacts. Finicum claims that they have been poorly stored. So that's what they're doing. But nonetheless, indigenous people's heritage is being trampled on.
Yeah, I mean, not only all that you've said, but, you know, they drove a bulldozer, they put a road right through the middle of some of these historic sites. So, you know, these are men who don't give a damn about anyone other than themselves. You know, the Paiute tribe's history and archaeology be damned. You know, so I think with regard to the tribes, these guys who are carrying out this occupation, you know, treat them just like they treat everyone else, you know, as people to be used. I don't think that these men, these occupiers, have thought for 3 minutes about what they're actually doing, other than to absorb this false ideology about the Constitution being in danger. I mean, you know, the other day, Ammon Bundy said the federal government's overreaching. You know, they've taken these lands from us and so on. Well, you know, his complaint is with Teddy Roosevelt more than 100 years ago, who was the person that primarily made possible the national park system, and in particular the Malheur Wildlife Refuge. So, you know, let none of us be fooled by the idea that these guys are somehow defending the Constitution. What they're defending is their own thievery.
Oh, who's paying for all of this? Because presumably the Bundys are ranchers, and they really only own about 100 acres in Nevada, and then they lease the rest of it. They've had a sweet deal for a long time, and we've talked about that on this show before, but they have grazing rights that cost them virtually nothing, and they refuse to pay for that. And all the rest of the lot that has shown up there. Who's been behind this? Who finances these types of actions? And also, I mean, the corollary to that would be, are they going to pay for more of this kind of stuff?
I mean, I don't know that anyone is really financing them. You know, this is a pretty ragtag bunch, as we've come to learn over the days, as more and more reporting on the standoff has been done. You know, it's a group of thugs. There are people there who've been convicted of murder. There are people there who've made extravagant claims about having been, you know, big, tough Marines fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan, which turned out to be utterly, completely false. you know, these guys are so such an unpleasant crew that they can't keep their hands off each other. You know, they wind up in fist fights with each other over little petty differences inside their camp. You know, it seems to me the danger is that we've got kind of what seems from the outside to be sort of two camps, or at least at various times there seem to be two camps, one of which see this as kind of good fun and, you know, pointing to what they think of as a big problem and so on. But then a few who would really like nothing better, it seems, than to actually have a shootout, to go down as quote-unquote martyrs, you know, for their cause. So I think that is what makes it a tough situation, very scary situation. Obviously, newspapers like The Oregonian called last week for the feds to move in and do something. But it's a very tough situation for them. Obviously, they don't want another Waco. They don't want to create martyrs. At the same time, these people are getting away with not quite murder, but with things that you and I and virtually everyone else in this country would not be allowed to get away with. And the principal reason seems to be that they have very large guns.
But still, at the same time, it has to end somehow. And as it goes on, it's, have you? You do a lot of work with looking into the actions of these of groups like this, and monitoring what goes on in you know along the their own internal information lines. Have you seen any evidence of more actions like this perhaps boiling up in other parts of the country? Is this inspiring similar incidents?
Yes. I mean, I don't know that we've had anything we haven't had anything this major, but yes, there are already people talking about similar, you know, creating similar kinds of confrontations with the government over land use. Look, I mean, let's remember that at the end of the day, what's happening in Burns, Oregon right now is a direct extension of the fact that the federal government never moved in any real way against the militiamen who faced off with them at Clive and Bundy's ranch in Nevada in the spring of 2014. You know, I mean, for those who don't remember, there were several hundred militiamen gathered around Clive and Bundy. They literally pointed their weapons at the heads of law enforcement officials, which incidentally is a felony. And ultimately, the federal government, probably at the time, wisely backed out, again, not wanting to create a Waco, not wanting to create a whole new set of martyrs. But what happened in the aftermath was that while we heard an awful lot of promises from federal officials and others that there would be prosecutions, that this would not be allowed to stand, these many illegal actions that were taken in Nevada, that never happened. So here we are more than 18 months later, going on 2 years later, and not a single person has been prosecuted in connection with the actions that were taken at the Bundy Ranch in Nevada in 2014.
Oh, they're serious crimes.
I think that's obviously paved the way for what's happening here. They've been emboldened.
Yeah, they're serious crime felonies have been committed. Any other group, as many people have pointed out, certainly if Muslim people decided to take over a wildlife refuge and hold it by force of arms for a month, those people, well, they wouldn't, certainly wouldn't last a month, that's one thing, or any other group. The bombing, where was it, in Philadelphia, when they bombed an entire building with people in it because they
didn't... An entire block, actually.
Block, yes.
With, moving against the MOVE headquarters, yeah, they wound up burning five city blocks down, so it was really quite something. Yeah, it's true. I mean, can you imagine black people, brown people, yellow people, red people, Muslims... in that situation, it's very difficult. On the other hand, you know, I don't think that's a reason to say the federal government should go in there with guns blazing, but I sure do hope that something is done, that however this ends, that ultimately prosecutions are brought. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, these guys have done an enormous amount of damage, and if they are allowed to get away with it, you know, God only knows what comes next.
Because it's already in place, whatever is going to come next. I don't myself see, I don't want to speculate on it, and I can't in this case speculate on it. I have no idea how it's going to turn out. But I know that most people in this area want something to happen and happen fairly soon, because pretty much everybody is fed up to the teeth with it. Oregonians being Oregonians, we worry about the cost. Do you want to, Mark, it's been a real pleasure speaking with you again, and I wondered if you wouldn't mind giving our listeners, you know, the websites and so forth to follow the investigative work that the Southern Poverty Law Center has been doing on groups of this sort.
Sure. Our main website is www.splcenter.org, splcenter.org. Within that, you'll also find our Hate Watch blog, which is entirely dedicated to covering and tracking the radical right, as well as the Intelligence Report, which is our quarterly mirror, our magazine, which comes out at regular intervals, examining the same thing.
Thank you so much, Mark. It's been great, and I highly commend the Intelligence Report. I get it. I receive it. I like it very much, and I'm very happy to have you as a guest on the program today. This has been Air Cascadia for Monday, January 25th, 2016. And you are listening to KBOO Portland. Our engineer today is Kate Welch. Thanks, Kate. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the first annual Portland Bob Marley Birthday Party, Saturday, February 6th, starting at 6:30 p.m. at the Melody Ballroom in Portland. The life of Bob Marley will be celebrated with live reggae by Simba Puma and the Roaring Lions, by DJs Reggae Bob and Pablo One from Kingston, Jamaica, and live streaming from Kingston's own Bob Marley Festival.